Ray Paul Gambaccini spoke with Richie Blackmore about his forthcoming solo LP and asked him how he became involved with the American group Elf.
We used to tour with an American band called Elf, and this was about 3 years ago, and about 6 months ago, about 9 months ago, I decided to do a single which wasn't written by Purple. It was a song called Black Sheep of the Family, and I wanted to do this record because I liked it, Purple wouldn't do it, so I said, I'll just get some session people and do it myself. I didn't want to do a solo thing, but it was just something I wanted to put down because I thought it could be a hit and it's a nice song. So I called in Mr. Dio and Ronnie James Dio, and he said he'd do it, £1,000. Done. And we started with that, and that turned out very well. And then we thought, well, we need a B-side. So we did a B-side. That turned out so well that we thought, maybe we should do an LP. So we did an LP. That's how the whole thing started.
At which point in this whole scenario did you finally make your mind up to be Purple?
After we finished the LP. It was exactly the music that I wanted to play. There was a lot of pressure going down with Deep Purple, a bit too much for my liking. We had to record 3 LPs a year and tour the world, and it just got a bit too much, the pressure, really. And
are you going to do the Paul McCartney technique of calling it Paul McCartney and Wings and then dropping it?
Dropping what?
The McCartney, once everybody realizes it's him.
No, we're not having him in the band. So. No, I just put my name to the LP to help sell it, really. To tell people that I've left, because sometimes people don't realize, what band you're in. But I like it to be called Rainbow, just Rainbow, eventually, maybe in 8 months, 10 months, when people really know who's in the band, when it's established itself as a band.
Let's alternate discussing some tracks from the album. The first one is the one that really leads off the album, which is Man on a Silver Mountain.
This song is dragged from the hidden depths of my mind, I guess. I did the lyrics to this one. It's basically about the man on Silver Mountain is kind of a god figure. And everyone else involved in the lyrics and the song part of it are calling upon him to somehow save them. When you listen to the lyrics, you hear they're pleading with him to make them holy again. It's just a kind of quasi-religious kind of thing, I guess.
The Rainbow is a more mellow tune than the other numbers on the first side. Who wrote this one?
Well, most of the songs except two were written by Ronnie and myself. I usually write the progressions and the chord sequences and a few riffs and timing. Ronnie always has the lyrics, mainly the melodies. Catch the Rainbow was inspired by Judy Garland, actually.
About 16th century Greensleeves.
That's because it has nothing whatsoever to do with 16th century Greensleeves. No, my favourite song is Greensleeves. Funny enough. This was written around a mode, which is what they used to use in those days, rather than scales. It's like all the white notes on the piano, rather than hitting black notes. Now, the lyrics are all about this girl that's imprisoned in this castle, and it's set in a 16th century fill. And the progression is very medieval, although it's still hard rock. It's what we're trying to get across on a lot of the tracks is this medieval approach. So both into medieval music.
I actually like this one lyrically. So the idea is a medieval black knight, which goes along with you, doesn't it? Who comes out of the castle periodically to snatch away one of the young peasant maidens for his own evil purposes, of course. And he finally captures Greensleeve, who is the heroine of the story. And the peasants say, wrong, this time we're going to have you. So they storm the castle, they burn it down, they end up hanging him. And it's just the idea that the peasants have finally rebelled against this tyrant. That's the progression from 16th century to a democracy of today, actually, I guess.
Stone Sad is the old Yardbirds song, which they had a hit with about 10 years ago. It originated from the 13th century, and I've always liked the song. It's got a different arrangement, it's much faster, and I show off a lot, and I'm very pleased with it, because it's probably one of the best things I've done musically on the guitar. I'm very pleased with that, and it's quite a fast song.